And if there's anything else handy, you'll get hit with that, too.
This is the holiday season, and Crawford features formal clothes for men. Crawford's tucks and tails are fashioned of fine, long-wearing, unfinished worsted, meticulously tailored to meet the requirements of the most discriminating dresser, and correctly styled in every detail. When selecting your formal clothes, Crawford offers your choice of lapel facings trimmed with Skinner satin, Grosgrain, or Bengalee. All this for $18.95 and no charge for check fit alteration. And please, do not judge the quality in Crawford clothes by the exceptionally low price. End of our present series, and we hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. On behalf of Richard Hemberg, Connie Boswell, and Henny Youngman, this is Kenneth Roberts wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Heard on this program were Alexander's Ragtime Band from the motion picture of the same name, and Get Out of Town from Leave It to Me. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. WABC, New York.
Bring back those mental days out of the long ago. Bring back all those faces in black, features we all love so. We all remember there were primrose and west, top sailor ribbons, the boys we love best. Although they've gone to rest, their memory stays. Bring back those mental days.
Model Smoking Tobacco presents the Model Minstrel, starring Pick and Pat. Gentlemen, be seated. We open our show with Great Day, sung by the Model Minstrels.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day, hallelujah. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day, keep singing. Gabriel will warn you, some early morn, you will hear his horn. It's not far away, hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day.
Down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day.
Sing your praises to the Lord.
Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day.
Sing your praises to the Lord.
Gabriel will know.
We now present the stars of our show, those inimitable black-faced comedians, Pick and Pat. And here they are.
Pat, come on, sonny boy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Look at here, all the size of this here big fan mail we got here.
Yeah, I guess the farmers must want to learn something, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they want... Oh, wait a minute, never mind about that. Look, here's the letter.
Huh?
Uh-oh, boy, look here. Look who this letter's from.
Who it's from?
Shorty.
Boy, I didn't know Shorty could write.
Oh, quit.
Shorty done written letters, does, huh?
Well, I hope to tell you he read us a letter. He says right here. He says, "Dear Free Pat for Farm Folks, Pick and Pat."
Yeah.
"I have a hired man on my farm, and he is a good worker."
Yeah.
"But he always wants to fight."
Yeah.
"And he is the bestest fighter in the county. Now, I'm afraid of him."
Yeah.
"Please advise me what to do." Unquote.
Oh, I know that little E-flat fiddle-footed boy. He ain't so tough. That rascal, he can't fight.
What you talking about? That man is the fightingest fool that I ever see
Boy, once I had a fight with him. One time I had a fight with him.
You had a fight with the man?
You said I heard me.
Yeah. Are you still alive?
No, he killed me, but... No, he didn't kill me. Suddenly, I'm still alive. Boy, I beat that man up something terrific, Bibble.
Yeah?
Oh, boy, I was like that great fighter Solomon. I walked up to him.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Solomon was no fighter.
Said he was. Son, didn't you ever hear of John L. Solomon?
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Boy, I never will forget it as long as I can recollect it.
Tell it to me.
Yeah, there we was. We rounded, squared off in one another.
Yes.
Yeah, he fainted with his left.
He fainted
I swung
left.
With my right.
Yes.
He brought up a left uppercut and then I fainted.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I hit him on top of his hard head with a blackjack.
Oh.
Yeah, he picked up a chicken pair. He picked up a chicken pair. Yeah, a pair of chickens.
No. A chicken pair.
That was it. He busted it over my head.
Yeah.
He kicked me in the back of my stomach. I hit him right on the end of my chin with his fist. Boy, he bit me in the air, and then I got mad. And then the fight really started.
Now the fight starts.
Yeah. Boy, I got my nose between his teeth, and I wouldn't let go.
Read on.
Boy, I beat that man so bad, it took 3 men to carry me to the hospital.
You know, I always knew you was tough.
Yeah.
I'm going to carry you to the morgue in about a minute.
What's the matter?
Never mind that foolishness. Now, here's a letter from a farmer that has an apple orchard out in Oregon.
Oregon?
Yeah, Oregon.
Oh, go on and read it.
All right. Yeah, why don't you stop that? Stay on here and say, "Dear Free Facts for Farm Folks Club."
Yeah.
"We had a very large apple crop this year, and I purchased a new cider press. And have made about 150 gallons of cider."
Them's good.
"Now, as this is the first time that I ever made any cider, I wonder if you would be good enough to tell me how to test it and see if it is really good cider. Yours very truly," unquote.
Yeah, all right. "Dear Mr. Baldwin Cider Presser.
Apple.
There's only one way to test cider. Go to the nearest blacksmith shop and buy a 60-pound iron anvil."
That's heavy.
"Yeah. Take it home and throw it right down in the middle of the cider. If it sinks, the cider is no good."
Yeah.
"If it floats, pretty good."
Yeah.
"But if the anvil dissolves, man, that's cider." Hell, Filker.
Yeah, what you want?
You know, speaking about Oregon, I was out on the ostrich ranch out on the Still Pacific Coast once. Was you ever out on the ostrich ranch?
No, I can't stand up here with my bare face hanging out and say I was ever on an ostrich farm in all my life.
Yeah.
I don't believe that you ever was on one either. In fact, I don't believe you know anything at all about an ostrich ranch.
Well, curl my tail feathers up pretty. Well, you standing there looking at the man what knows more about ostriches than Congress knows about taxes.
Taxes? You know. Boy, you must be an ostrich encyclopedia or something.
Yeah, you know, once when I was out on the ostrich ranch, I seen 6 of them great big old blowed up chickens running by me.
At you?
Yeah, all of them once in the sudden 5 of the ostriches they stopped and they stuck their little heads right down in the cold, cold ground.
Yeah, yeah, well, what happened?
Well, the other ostrich, he just stood there and looked all around and say, I wonder where them other five ostriches went to.
Yeah. Your boy, is a good thing for you. They don't have any ostriches here in New York.
Why?
Just look at the size of the eggs that the audience would be throwing at your head.
Yeah.